According to research at San Francisco State University, Florida is second in the nation in child deaths from heat strokes and hot cars. Reggie McKinnon lives in Cape Coral. He lost his daughter Peyton to heat stroke in March of 2010 after he left her in his car.
It's still a question that remains unanswered. How did I forget my child? And unfortunately, as you already heard today, it's a question that is asked too often.
David Friedman is the acting administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's important for everyone around the nation, and especially in states like Florida, where it's hot, where it's humid, where children are at the greatest risk of dying of heat stroke.
At the event, responders and safety advocates shared tips for parents and bystanders. They suggest placing an object like a cell phone, laptop, even a left shoe, in the seat with the child to ensure adults don't lock the car without first checking the back seat. If bystanders happen across a child locked in a car, they are encouraged to call 911. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.